My father enjoyed playing skat, and our caretaker, we lived in Krumbacher Straße, played skat once a week and used to invite my father round. The caretaker's son-in-law lived in the same block. He was a chimney sweep and fire department volunteer, but he had no telephone. So he asked my father if the fire department could call him if something happened, and my father said okay. On November 9th, 1938, the fire department called. We were to tell the caretaker's son-in-law that the synagogue in Herzog Rudolfstraße was on fire. My father thought it was a normal fire and he alerted the son-in-law. Then he woke me and told me the synagogue next to my school was on fire. I got on my bike and cycled over. After I had been there for about 1 hour watching, two SA men came up and asked me if I were Jewish. I said, yes. They arrested me and put me in jail. I was just 15 at the time and had to spend the night at Edtstraße. Next morning, they released me. I went back to the synagogue to fetch my bike. Meanwhile, my father had heard what had happened and had gone out looking for me. At the synagogue, I saw my father standing there. I was about to go up to him when he was arrested. I cycled home quickly and told my mother what had happened. 4 weeks passed before my father was released from Dachau. Of course, he had to shut down the bed linen business that he'd run from home. He went to his customers to inform them he would be closing. One customer asked, "But why are you closing?" "Because of the measures against the Jews," he replied. "But you're not a Jew," the man said. "You're an Israelite." I learned later that that was pretty typical for Munich. Jewish establishments in Munich never used the word Jew. It was always the Israelite community, the Israelite newspaper, and so on. I think the term Jew was used more for Polish Jews rather than German Jews.